Were you actually thinking about changing stations just because of the commercials?
Yeah, you break all the rules.
That would have been a huge mistake. Keep your hands on the wheel and get ready.
I think we're going to have some great surprises.
It's only the biggest radio program ever.
Where Levenstein has been let out of the box on LI News Radio.
And good evening. This is Tom Skarda sitting in for David Levenstein. We're out of the box here tonight, and poor David is homesick, really sick. If you want to send him some chicken soup, just look up the address for the station. You can send him chicken soup or a get well card. he is really under the weather. So I'm Tom Skarda, and I am the host of the Franchise Radio Show, and I decided a good thing to do is talk about franchising. That's something I know about, so we'll do that tonight. A lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about franchising. People don't understand franchising. I was in the International Franchise Association meeting in February in Vegas, and they did a survey last year, and they found out that 70% of Americans don't know what a franchise is. And a franchise simply is a way to expand a business model. So it always starts as one unit, you know, a mom and pop kind of shop, and then they realize that they got something really good. They have lightning in a bottle, and they want to expand. But the way to expand it, instead of opening up another shop on their own, they can sell a franchise. So it's a license to do business, and they would support that franchise and teach them everything that they know, and then the franchisee in the other location, in the new location, would pay a royalty for that knowledge. And there are more than 3,500 franchises around the country in 90 different industries, which actually surprises people. Most people think about fast food as a franchise, but there's 90 different industries. 89 have nothing to do with fast food. Tonight, I'm going to have something that is one of the best business models you could be in, one of the best industries you could be in. I'm going to have a mentor of mine named Chip Baranowski is going to be talking to us in a minute about in-home healthcare, which is something that is an unbelievable market to be in. So here on Long Island, the amount of seniors that want to stay in their home instead of going into assisted living, this is what HomeWatch Caregivers does, is help people stay in their home. But what's interesting is that, you know, there's 3,500 franchises, and so many of them, hundreds of them, don't have a store. They're not a strip mall type business, but they're home-based or office-based. And you don't have to have that really expensive brick and mortar that's open, you know, 17 hours, 7 days a week, but it's something that you can control your own lifestyle with. So I want to really talk more about that now. So we're going to bring Chip on the line. And if you're ready, Chip, are you with us?
I am with you, Tom. Hey. Thanks for having me this evening.
This is fantastic. This is a long time coming. A funny story that we can tell that we probably won't tell right now is that it took a real while probably months to get Chip on the line here. And I'm very excited about this show because this is one of my favorite industries. A lot of people say, you know, on a daily basis, I get the question, Tom, what's the hottest franchise out there? And they're always surprised when I say it's not, you know, McDonald's or Subway or something that they know. But it's one of the hottest things you could be in is in-home healthcare. And it has to do with the fact that America is getting older. This baby boomer generation is getting older, and people want to stay in their own home as they age. They don't want to. If they can help it, most people don't want to go into assisted living or a nursing home. So, Chip, welcome. We have a lot to talk about tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk a little bit more about the industry and the opportunities ahead.
Yeah, this is an unbelievable thing. And just a little background, I just want to share with you. Chip Baranowski brings more than 25 years of franchising and business development experience here, and we're going to talk about the track record, and he has been helping franchise organizations grow their top-line sales and revenue. He's worked in 8 different franchise brands and has helped more than 250 people get into a franchise. He's responsible for growing system revenue, strategic planning, increasing unit level profitability. And it's just an exceptional person at managing people and processes and budgets. And this is somebody who I like to work with. When I know there's somebody else on the other side of the phone, when I introduce a candidate, Chip is kind of the go-to guy that you want to talk to. So, Chip, give us a little overview on HomeWatch Caregivers. You guys are based in Greenwood Village, Colorado. And, you know, we're on Long Island. We have a lot of Long Island listeners. But this show is also podcasted, so we have people from around the country that listen in. Just this morning, I got an email from somebody from India who heard the podcast. So, give me a little background. What is HomeWatch?
Yeah, so let me get the first start off by giving you a little background on how the company got started back in 1980. Our founder, Paul Sauer, went to college at the University of Nebraska, got a biochemical engineering degree, and actually went into the military. And when he got out of the military, he went into the corporate world as a contractor. And then after that, he just decided that he didn't want to work for anybody else anymore, and he wanted to get into his own business. So he started his first business back in 1974, which expanded into his introduction into the home care industry, when a lot of his clients from his other business that he was in were asking for home care services. And so Paul did his research and actually opened up HomeWatch Caregivers in Denver, Colorado, back in 1980. So he ran the business model for close to 16 years before he actually sold his first franchise in Boulder, Colorado, to a couple that, believe it or not, Tom, are still in business today with HomeWatch.
Oh, my God.
He started franchising on more of a national basis. He started regionally, like most smart franchise companies. They don't start selling franchises all over right away. They build a base, and then in 2002, he took it out to the masses here in the United States.
Yeah.
And then in 2003, he had reached critical mass in his business where he had to make some business decisions, whether how he was going to continue to grow it. And Paul's a very family-orientated individual. And so he got his two daughters and his wife together and started talking about the next path for this business. And his one of his daughters raised her hand and, listening to her dad and his excitement, wanted to be a part of the organization and help him take it to the next level. So his daughter, Leanne, wanted to do that. But Paul said, hey, before you come in and start working with the company, I want you to own a franchise within our system. So Paul made her buy a franchise, didn't even get the friends and family discount, but actually paid full boat. And in 2003, opened a franchise in Portland, Oregon with a business partner of hers. And she ran it for a period of 3 years before selling out her interest there and then moving back to Denver to work alongside her father as the president of HomeWatch International.
Wow.
And then over the course of the next about next 9 years or so, we went from, 100 active territories to right now we sit with about 107 franchise partners in 8 countries that operate about 200 territories.
Oh, wow.
So we have an international footprint in Canada as well as in South and Central America. And then Paul stepped down as the CEO in 2016, and his daughter stepped into the role. And in 2015, when Paul was looking at retirement, they went out and brought in a high caliber COO, Julie Smith, who has now taken over the reins as president and runs the daily operations. So that's kind of a little snapshot of the history of the company.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I didn't realize that it was 1980 that they started, because many home care companies started, in the past 10, 15 years maybe. They lived through the Great Recession, but they didn't live through the dot-com recession. And, you guys probably been through at least 4 recessions since 1980.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Mm-hmm. Definitely we have. And still, even today, still have over 340 territories available here in the United States alone that we want to expand in New York State being one of them.
New York. So New York is a great opportunity for in-home health care, and it's funny that we won't get into all the details on New York State and how they handle their licensing issues, but the growth here has been slow for this business, and people are clamoring for this service. So, here on Long Island, I know that there's a lot of opportunity, especially for HomeWatch caregivers, to come in and help you know, what we'll call baby boomers, and help them expand or help them stay home as the franchise expands into New York. So what are your prime areas for expansion right now?
Well, again, primary areas are the state of New York, which has, the third largest elder population, believe it or not, in the country.
Oh, wow.
And has over 2.6 million people over the age of 65. Other areas we're focusing on are Florida.
Mm.
So it's kind of the retirement community for the Northeast, right?
It is. It is.
Much like out west here, Arizona is a big retirement community for anybody that lives kind of in the Midwest.
That's
so
right.
So those are coming. And again, we have areas. We're in 33 states right now, so there are still areas of the country that are untapped, from Kansas to Oklahoma. We have prime territories in like Minnesota and the state of Wisconsin, et cetera. So there's just a huge opportunity for growth for us as a company, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. And there's just so much need for it that, you could go almost anywhere and do this and be successful. But there's those obvious places like Florida and, Sun City, Arizona, which is going to just make sense. But...
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of business where, it's not that expensive to start. You know, the big myth about franchising, one of the many myths, is that you need $1 million to get started.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true in the home care business. What do you need to get started in a home watch, do you think?
Just to get started with territory fee and just working capital for the first 12 months, because, again, a home care business is not going to launch like a rocket ship.
Mm-hmm.
It's the franchise territory fee is $49,000, and then you need about another $20,000 in just startup costs to get your office up and running. And then really the rest of the money, onwards up to about $130,000, is just kind of sitting aside in the account.
Mm-hmm.
For working capital. And the biggest expense in our business, because we are in the people business, is basically your employees, your staff,
right,
your caregivers, as well as your office staff. So,
yeah. And it's important to have a great office. So this is office-based.
Mm-hmm.
This does not mean that you're in the Class A strip center, right?
No, I'm not down in the high rent districts. It's really, you need about 400 to 600 square feet of office space in a geographical area. We actually work with our franchise partners when they first come on board on their marketing plan, and one of their parts of their marketing plan is really setting up their sales hub and identifying the areas where there's a sweet spot of seniors, also where there's a major hospital, and around those major hospitals, as we all know, are other medical facilities that feed into that hospital, and then also an area where the caregivers feel comfortable in coming in and out of the area. It's not where the traffic is so bad that they can't get in, or maybe in an unsafe area. So there are some key components in where that office is going to be centered in what we call that sales hub, and it really helps with the expansion and growth of the business.
Oh, so there's a strategy. This is not just...
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we don't set up our place on a street corner and send out a bunch of flyers saying get 50% off your first day of home care. When I talk to them on a daily basis, what people don't realize is people don't shop home care every day.
Right.
It's not like going to the grocery store or buying a car or whatever. When people, end up having to search for home care, usually they're in crisis mode, Tom. Either the individual themselves is in need of care, or maybe a family member has been calling by another saying, hey, mom just had a stroke or fell down and needs care. And they don't know where to go. They don't know how to shop for it. They don't know what's available, how much care, what are the costs, and all those things. So our job is really to kind of take that individual and really kind of walk them through and educate them about what's available out there to take care of their individual family member, whether that family member lives 1,800 miles away in another state or maybe is actually living right in the family's home.
Yep.
And, helping them with some in-home care and bringing a caregiver into the home where they have people there already.
Right, right. And it's such a wide opportunity and a great opportunity for somebody who wants to kind of change their trajectory in their career.
Mm-hmm.
I work with people all the time that are kind of frustrated with their job and cringe at the thought of going to work on Monday morning and they want to change. And this is the kind of business where you could change and really give back to the community. I mean, you have to be a business head. You know, you have to have a business head. You can't just, this is not fun and this is not a hobby. This is like real business. And I talk about that in my book, Franchise Savvy, which is a number one bestseller on Amazon right now. And I just want to say to the folks listening out there who usually are waiting for David Levenstein to talk. David's out sick, so we're filling in his spot right now. But if you're interested in franchising and want a free copy of my book, feel free to email me at tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. Again, tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com, and I'll be happy to send you a book. Don't forget to give me your name and your street address, and we'll send you a book. But if you're thinking about home care, who are you looking for, Chip? What kind of individual is a good fit for your franchise?
Yeah, so basically there's a couple of things. One is an individual that, you know, has management experience with people because, again, we don't have a whole bunch of large inventory of food. I mean, this your business is going to grow by adding people within your organization. So they have to be a great leader and be able to manage a small team in the office, and then that team will manage the caregivers that are out providing the care in their home. The second aspect of our business that we're looking for is somebody that's willing to get out into the local market and get involved in the local community. They don't have to be a salesperson, Tom, but they have to be an individual that can go out and whether it's going to local chambers or actually we do a lot with the local medical community and building trust and credibility and educating them on how we can be the eyes and ears in the home for their patients. Mm-hmm. Being able to go in and have a conversation with a private care physician or somebody in an emergency room and being able to talk with them, not in a sales way, but really more of a consultative way. And then the third piece really is they have to be somebody that has a compassionate heart. Mm. I mean, we're in a business for helping people. And, you know, if again, and we've both been in franchising and business for a long time, is some people are just focused on profitability and numbers and scalability. And you can do that in the home care business. But there's also a portion of it where you got to be part of the community. You got to have that caring heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of people that come to us. It's either an individual that might have had an experience with a loved one that had needed care and maybe didn't get service properly.
Yep.
Or in fact, just a recent franchise sale we had was a woman that was an accountant for Price Waterhouse. And very successful in her career, but she looked back and she told me during the process, is she said, you know, Chip, you know, one of the reasons I want to do something like this is that when I leave this earth, I want to look back and say I've actually, you know, done something meaningful in my community and with people around me.
Wow, that's awesome. That's pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you need healthcare experience to be in a home watch caregiver's franchise?
Actually, believe it or not, less than probably 10% of our owners that are in our system have a background in home care. I mean, just for instance, our franchisee there, and we have a franchisee in the Long Island area, actually comes from a corporate background on Wall Street.
Uh-huh.
I have another franchise owner just to the east of you across the river in New Jersey that came out of working for Procter & Gamble in sales and marketing.
Okay.
We have people that have come from a Home Depot. I mean, so it's all about that people management uh-huh. and leadership and also about the business development side of our business.
And it's all about the training that you give them, right?
Yeah. It's about following processes, right? So, again, as you know and I know and your audience is, you know, you buy into a franchise for the processes and systems that are there. And again, we've done it over 30 plus years in this industry is put those processes and systems in place, and we continue to tweak them because 30 years ago, home care was much different, and the individual that bought into our franchise 20 years ago was a much different person than what it is today.
Yeah.
You know, the services are similar, but the individual that is going to grow this business is a little bit different as well.
Yeah, for sure, and I think that it has a lot to do with just the change of the face of our society being, you know, people are just getting older and the baby boomers, I mean, what's the number these days? 10,000 people a day turn 65 in America or something?
Yeah, Yep, one of the largest populations out there. The millennials are catching up to us, but
right, that's probably true. Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah.
Yeah, so we have Chip Baranowski with us from Home Watch Caregivers, and if you're a regular Drive Time listener, you're probably missing David Levenstein, who's out sick. I'm Tom Skarda, and I'm the host of the Franchise Radio Show, and this is David Levenstein's Out of the Box. We're going to be back in a few minutes with more about the franchise Home Watch Caregivers. Chip, would you stick around and talk with us a little bit more?
Sure, would love to.
All right, hang on, stand by, and we will be back in a few minutes with Out of the Box, and we're talking about franchising tonight on David Levenstein's show. We'll be right back.
We are not done yet. Stay in the car. Everyone will understand why.
Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
It's back, Out of the Box, with David Levenstein on LI News Radio.
And welcome back. This is not David Levenstein tonight. Poor David is sick. He actually has a pneumonia, and we told him to stay home. He is not feeling well. My name is Tom Skarda, and I'm actually the host of the Franchise Radio Show that airs on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. And we talk about everything franchising. Since that's all I really know about, we're going to talk about franchising some more here tonight. And I called in a special guest to talk with me. An old buddy all the way out from Denver, Colorado, is with us. And we're going to talk about in-home healthcare, which is one of the hottest businesses you could be in. One of the hottest industries is helping baby boomers or seniors to stay in their home. You know, it's funny because so many people think about franchising, they think about fast food, but there's so many other things you could be involved in that are just way different. I mean, if you think about home health care, you're helping people to stay in their home, you're giving back to the community, you're actually a knight in shining armor as you show up to help somebody in somewhat, sometimes is a very traumatic situation when somebody gets sick or needs help in their home. So I want to welcome back Chip Baranowski. Chip, how are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful.
Well, thanks for sticking with us. I think this is an important topic. In-home health care, not only that, but really people that are, you know, driving in their car, driving home from work, kind of sick of their job and want to make a change. There's a lot of cool options in franchising, such as in-home health care and Home Watch Caregivers International. And this particular business is office-based. Is that right, Chip?
Yes, it is. For a multitude of reasons, the big thing is you will have caregivers coming in from time to time for training and onboarding, as well as you'll have a small office staff as well. And then from a marketing standpoint, again, it's not like we shop for home care every day. You know, part of one of the ways that you'll get business is through internet. So through a search engine optimization, pay-per-click, et cetera, and you need a physical business address because Google won't recognize you otherwise. So
Yeah, I found that out the hard way, actually. But, yeah, you have to be on Google or else you don't exist, apparently.
Yep.
And then you need Facebook, but that's all.
Yeah, Facebook, social media is big as well these days. I mean, the marketing aspect of this is a multi-pronged approach. So yeah. There's not one silver bullet that you'll be utilizing and growing in your business development when it comes to a home care business like Home Watch.
So for folks that are, you know, just tuning in now, I mean, in-home health care, you're looking for franchisees specifically on Long Island. And you're not looking for people that have a healthcare background, but you're looking for people that could manage people. Is that right?
Manage people as well as being willing to get out into their local communities and build relationships within the community and the healthcare continuum and build those trusted relationships as well.
So it's about going to the Chamber of Commerce. It's about meeting with the local elder care attorney and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, definitely. So it's everything from those people to, you know, going into a local hospital and talking to the different departments there. Believe it or not, in these large hospitals, most of the departments don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
I could go into the orthopedic ward or the rehab center and talk to somebody, and then we might be in the emergency room later on talking to a case manager. So it's really building that relationship and being that trusted advisor to them and being the eyes and ears in the home for the clients when Mrs. Jones gets released from the hospital. And, mm-hmm. you know, if no one's there, is she going to remember to take her meds? Is she going to do her exercises? You know, is her house safe, or will she trip over something and re-injure herself? And more importantly, what happens if, you know, something had gone wrong and she's experiencing a lot of pain and she doesn't want to tell anybody? The advantages of having a home care and a caregiver or somebody like Home Watch there is that we're the eyes and ears and we're there to watch over that person to make sure their recovery is there. Now, one of the other things I tell people, Tom, is you know, it's not just about taking care of the individual. One of the things that what I would say is one of our unique differentiators in the space is we have a unique approach to care. It's when we're sitting down with a family member, And the client is, we want to find out what those simple pleasures are that Mrs. Jones enjoyed doing in the past that she just can't do on her own anymore.
Uh-huh.
And instead of just going in there and doing the mechanical care, you know, getting them up, dressing them, feeding them, bathing them, et cetera, is we want to find out what she enjoyed doing. And maybe cooking was one of her passions, but because of her age, she just can't stand in the kitchen for long hours or anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She might not be able to handle some of the utensils in the kitchen to be able to cut some things or prepare things. Or like my mom, who's 82, you know, can't reach up into the top cupboard and pull down a large bowl because she just can't, you know, the strength in her arms there. So as
well,
part of the
I can't do
plan,
it either at 52.
Maybe you need some home care there, Tom.
Yeah, right.
So what we do is we build that in as part of the care plan. So each day when the caregiver comes in, they sit there and go into the kitchen with Mrs. Jones and prepare those meals. Or maybe the grandkids are coming in over the weekend and they want grandma's, you know, special sugar cookies. And we learn about this recipe and how it had been generated down from her great-grandmother. So it's engaging it because our seniors that are at home, they're fighting with boredom, loneliness, and depression, even when there are people engaging them in their home when it comes to home care.
That's amazing.
So we kind of take it that second level and really dig deep in engaging them to make them feel better. Because, again, what we find is an individual that was at home with nobody around, and now we're engaging them, they feel a lot better. And maybe somebody that didn't want to get up in the morning and get dressed and eat, now that their caregiver's coming in there to provide care and companionship, is all excited because they're looking forward to when Susie comes in and spends the day with them.
Right, right. And there's different levels of care that a family could hire somebody for. Is that right?
Yeah. So it's everything from simple companion care where we're coming in and just providing companionship. We might, you know, play cards, read a book, take them somewhere, to what we call personal care. Personal care is more hands-on care, handling the daily activities of life that an individual might not be able to do all the things they used to be doing. And then there is some what we call medical, where things like comprehensive care or nursing services, we do very little of it. We actually partner up with some great strategic partners on that side. We focus primarily on the non-medical, but some of our franchisees, as they grow their businesses, you know, tap into maybe doing some nursing services on the side as well.
Okay. That's pretty cool. And it's not just, you know, for baby boomers, but it could be somebody who's recovering from a surgery, then they might be young. You do that kind of stuff as well, right?
Oh, definitely. We're a service for all ages. We don't discriminate by age.
Right.
So, and we have some franchisees that work with families with young children with disabilities. I have a very good friend here where I live. Their son has MD and basically has been confined to a wheelchair all his life. And mom and dad are full-time caregivers, but sometimes they just need a break. They need to go run some errands and just go out to dinner together. So they actually hire an outside caregiving service to come in and take care of their son for a couple hours a day over the course of the week so they can get some time away. We work with veterans that might have come back and were injured and needed care in the home as well.
Mm-hmm.
Versus and also people that have come, maybe they were working on the job and fell and hurt themselves, and it's a workman's comp claim, and they live all alone and they need somebody to go in there and take care of them.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, you don't think about that kind of stuff. And so as a franchise owner, you're again, the knight in shining armor who's coming in to help a family in need or a person in need.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an awesome way to do business.
So yes, it is.
I mean, you've been around in the franchise industry, you know, more than two decades at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Let me, you know, a little bit. Just general, and you know, as far as franchise education goes, what do you feel? You know, why do you think that franchising is a better route than independent home care businesses?
Well, again, one, it's all about systems and processes and learning how to do it. Because again, when we get a lot of calls actually from caregivers that want to get into this business because they have the passion for helping individuals. But to do it on your own, there are so many unknowns that an individual might not know, especially somebody that might have been providing caregiver services, Tom, for instance, and much like somebody that might have run an automotive business and wants to, you know, or work for an automotive guy and wants to open up their own shop. Again, they're the technicians. If you know, everybody's read the book Behemoth by Michael Gerber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, the technician wants to own a business, but they don't know all the other aspects of running the business.
Yes.
From marketing, how do I acquire my clients? From technology, and how do I manage my business from a technology standpoint, in scheduling and payroll and paying the bills and all the key components of running it. And you know, like HomeWatch, we actually are a very technology company. We have a caregiver app, so all our caregivers, you know, have an app on their phone and they check in and check out.
Wow, that's cool.
From the clients. And we're doing an upgrade on our system, technology system, this summer, and actually our care plans will be on there as well. So instead of having to handwrite them, they'll be able to enter them into the app as well. So what's nice about a franchise is, you know, we've done all this. When we're going to continue in the background, focusing on ways to help grow the business. Where the franchise partner, when they get into, if they're running it on their own, do they have the time to, you know, do the strategic planning? Do they have time to write a weekly blog to post on there so their mm-hmm. website gets higher rankings on Google? Well, we do all those things behind the scenes and improve it, and then we pass on that knowledge and experience to the owners so they can focus on the important thing, which is in their local markets.
Yep. Very cool. I mean, it's a really interesting opportunity for someone who wants to kind of change their career and get into a business and control their own destiny and give back to the community at the same time. I mean, I talk about that in my book, Franchise Savvy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is available on Amazon, by the way. But I just want to say, because I am on David Levenstein's show in his time spot right now, covering for him because he's sick. If you're a David Levenstein fan and you're listening to the show all the time, I'll offer you a free copy of my book if you're interested. Just because you like David, you get a free book. And you just have to send an email to me directly, tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. Again, that's tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. And we can talk about in-home healthcare. We can talk about, you know, what I own is a business that matches people with franchise opportunities based on skills and personality. And when people ask me just about on a daily basis, what's the hottest franchise out there? One of the two industries that I love is this industry, in-home healthcare, because it's not going away. It's getting bigger. More than 10,000 people a day turn 65 in America. And as you had mentioned, New York State has the third highest population of seniors over the age of 65 in the country. So this is a prime area to do this kind of business. Would you agree, Chip?
Oh, definitely. Again, and it's going to continue to grow. And the thing is with that growth, there's more and more people are going to need the care.
All right.
And what I tell people too is because they say it's a very saturated market, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things I tell people is that you don't need a lot of clients in order to build a really nice business in our industry. It's you need about 50 to 60 repeat billable clients each month. So it's not like the yogurt stand down the street where, you know, on a daily basis, they got to funnel X amount of traffic through just to cover the overhead.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of companies out there, but there are so many more people that need care. But also there are some companies out there that aren't doing it right.
Yeah, that's a big thing. So, there's a lot of, not only in this space, but in franchising in general, there's a lot of people who call themselves franchises, and they're not. they don't know what they're doing. And then, you know, that's what I do, is help steer people away from businesses that are just fly-by-night people trying to, you know, make money on a franchise fee. So you have to be careful. There's no rules or regulations regarding who could franchise. Anybody could call themselves a franchise. You get yourself a franchise disclosure document, but you don't have to make money. The concept doesn't have to be solid. You don't have to support those franchisees, which is the scary part. So you got to really know who you're getting in bed with. And that's kind of just a word to the wise. If you're really thinking about franchising, there's a lot to know. And there's a lot of companies out there. It gets confusing. But there's a lot of great companies out there, like you know, Chip's company, the Home Watch Caregivers International. So Chip, you, as I said earlier, you've been, you know, around for 25 years in franchising. What is a myth that you would like to bust about franchising or about your industry right now?
Well, you know, I'll for our industry, one of the biggest myths is, you know, the and I mentioned it before, that one is the market is so saturated and there's so many companies out there. So that's one. Another thing is that you know in our business is, you know, as you grow your business, you're going to add people. So the thing is a really mature franchise in our system might have anywhere from 4 to 7 office staff, and then might have anywhere from 40 onwards up to 125 caregivers. Wow. So a myth is people think they're going to have to manage 130, 140 people. Well, actually, no. You're actually going to manage the managers in your office that are managing your team.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's a misnomer. And that's why, you know, to go back, we do a mutual discovery process.
Yes.
And, you know, it's they're getting to learn, and we're going to educate them about the home care industry and home watch, but we're also getting to understand them and making sure it's a good fit. We just don't want to sell a franchise to just anybody because it's not a fit for everybody. We're in the people business. There are some people that want to get into a franchise, but they don't want a large group of people to deal with. They want, you know, a consulting business where they it's all by themselves.
Right.
Or they want, you know, 3 or 4 people. So that's one of the myths. So one of the myths in franchising that I always used to tell people is that you know, it's easy. It's not. And I'm not trying to scare people, but it's a lot of hard work. But the one thing that I always used to tell my clients, and again, I used to, in the 20 plus years I've been in business, I actually was a franchise consultant as well, is that, you know, you bought into the system to follow it, but you also bought a partnership with another person. So, you know, never be afraid to pick up that phone and ask for help. Or even if you're having a bad day.
Right.
And you just, you know, maybe a caregiver didn't show up today and, you know, you had an upset customer on the other line and you're just frustrated. That we're here to support our franchise partners in here. We've heard it all.
Yep.
So again, you're not alone. And a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to get into a franchise. They're going to take all these fees from me and I'm going to get no support. The good companies like HomeWatch that is, you know, been around through many ups and downturns in the economy and still is going strong. We've done it because we focused on the partnership and working together.
It's all about the people. That's right.
Yeah.
That makes a great franchise. You know, you guys, you know, your founders built it correctly. So you have a fantastic foundation, and it's really all about the, you know, the training, the support of a franchise, and the fact that, you know, yeah, you're paying royalties and all that kind of stuff, but it's so much about the growth and the hand holding. And, you know, for me, when I started my first franchise, I was a franchisee of a smoothie franchise back in 2000. I bought it because I needed the training wheels. I had no idea how to run a business and I needed that help. And that's what a franchise does for people is allow you to kind of, you know, you're a business owner. You're not an entrepreneur, and that there's a big difference in the definition of an entrepreneur as opposed to a business owner. An entrepreneur is somebody who has their own idea and goes out and, you know, and doesn't take no for an answer and just does it their way. Franchising is owning a business, but you have the blueprint to follow. What I loved about franchising is the camaraderie of the franchisees. I mean, you don't find that in corporate America, where in a franchise, everybody's helping each other. You know, if you're in a pizza franchise and you run out of cheese, you can ask your fellow franchisee in the next territory for cheese, and they're going to give it to you if they have it. They don't want you to fail because you're all building equity in the same brand, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, that's cool. So I really want to thank you for coming on the air. What is a way that people could find out more about HomeWatch?
Well, they can go to our website, which is homewatchcaregivers.com. /franchising to learn more about the franchise itself. Also, if they just want to go to homewatchcaregivers.com, they can learn about the services we provide to our clients. Again, we have one of our most successful owners there right in Long Island. So if somebody does need care in the area, you can feel free to contact Rena in Long Island there. But again, on the franchise side, we have a lot of information. Again, another thing, Tom, I think you and I have been around long, 20 years ago, the internet wasn't around. So, you know, shopping for a franchise was much different than today where, you know, we're giving you everything. A lot of our clients that come to us and actually probably come to you, Tom, are doing a lot of research on us before they even engage us in interaction.
That's right.
And there's a world of information out there. Yeah. So, or you can actually call our office, or we have a toll-free number at 800-758-3441. Again, that's 800-758-3341.
Well, thank you, Chip. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Listening to Tom Skarda, and this is the Franchise Radio Show, sitting in for David Levenstein. And thank you so much, and stand by for our next hour with the Out of the Box Radio Show.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Chip.